The Gemara says on Daf Chaf Avon Beis that you could be mezamen and nachi b'Shabbos. You can invite a guy to your house on Shabbos, but in mezamen and nachi b'Yomtiv, you can't invite a guy to your house on Yomtiv. Gezer Hashem Yarbe b'Shvilai, because we're afraid that maybe you're going to cook extra for him, and you're not allowed to cook for a guy on Yomtiv because of Lachem v'Lei le'akum. So the Chassam Sofer in a tshuva, Simanai Tess, also in his Chidushim over here, asks an interesting kasha. He says when the Malachim came to Avram Avinu, how was it mutter from Avram Avinu to invite them into his house? Because I'll say that happened on Pesach, it was on Yom Tov, and they're Karviyim in Malay. He thought that they were Gayim. So, Lachar, that should be a problem. In Mezamnan Asanachi, not allowed to invite a guy to your house on Yom Tov. So, what was his heter to invite the Malachim? And the Chassam Sofer answers very beautifully. He says like this, that Taisus and Psachim on Daf Memvav asks Akasha. He says that we have a concept of hayol, you're allowed to cook on Yom Tov because of hayol we make lailei archim, since if archim would come and be mutter to cook. So hayol is matter, the isser of cooking on Yom Tov. So Taisa has a kasha, he says if that's true, then that should be matter all of melachis, even all melachis Shabbos should be mutter, because hayol v'roi l'chayle sheish basakana, it's right to cook for a chayle sheish basakana, and once it's mutter for him, it should be mutter to cook. Why is there an isser? Why are the melachis aser bichlal? And Taisus answers that it's not shchiach to have a chayil sheish basakana, and being that it's not shchiach, we're not going to say hayil. Hayil has to be for something which is shchiach. So the Chassam Sofer says, so normally you can't rely on hayil because of chayil sheish basakana because it's not shchiach. But over here, Avram Avinu, this was Yom Shlishi Lemilasa, it was the third day of his Mila where he was a chayil, and that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu came to visit him. His whole family, Kol Bnei Beisa, the Mal Imai, were chaylim. Mistama was very shchiach to have a chayil sheish basakana at that point, and therefore the heter of hayil would apply, and therefore the whole malacha was mutter mitchila, even without the... Even Stamazai was mutter because of the din of Hayol, but that's right for Chalei Sheshu Sakana. I mean, Mela, there was no problem with being Mezaman in Akum, and it was mutter for him to be Mezaman the Malachim. That's the Teres of the Chassam Sofer. I was thinking that maybe you can answer this up either Ramban. The Ramban in Chumash, in Anveyera, Pasuk Tesvav, Perkinches Pasuk Tesvav, he says a Chiddush that Avram Avinu really knew that they were Malachim. He knew that they were not. That they were not Goyim, that they were Malachim. Sarah didn't know that they're Malachim, but he says that Avram Avinu b'chachmasa hikar behem, so he knew that they're Malachim. So being that he knew that they're Malachim and not Arvim, mainly this Isser of in Mezabna and Mesanachi wouldn't apply because he knew that they're not Nachrim. That's what I thought perhaps he could say to answer this Kasha, but Lemaisa, it's probably not so Pasha because the same way we're Mamayat that you can't cook for an Akum, Lachem v'loy l'Akum, Lachem v'loy l'Gavayim, Mistama, that would apply to Malachim as well. There'd be a Lachem v'loy l'Malachim, it's only mutter for us, for Tzarchenu. But for Malachim Pashtus, it would be Aser, and therefore it might not help to say the Teres Alpin Ramban, because after the Isser of cooking on Yom Tov would apply to Malachim as well, and Mimeli would have to answer like Lechsam Sofer, there would be Mutter Mitam Hoyle.